Howdy, everybody. We've got the activities director, history teacher, football coach, and track coach up in Beach, North Dakota on the line today, checking in with some fall sports up there. How's it going today, Mr. Zier?
Hey, going good. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for coming on. And so let's start with some football action coming up. The Region 7 matchup starting for the old Beach Buccaneers this coming Friday at 6, playing the Standing Rock Community. How's preparation coming for that?
You know, we've had a pretty good week. It's been a busy week because we have our starting quarterback is out this week, and it may be a long-term deal. We don't know yet. But luckily, we had someone who had played quarterback the last couple years a little bit. So, we've had to juggle some things, but we're down to suiting up 14 players. So, and nine-man, that's not too many moving parts. But we're looking forward to the trip on Friday, and looking forward to a good game. Right now we're 1-2, and 2 weeks ago we snapped a 10-game losing streak, so that felt pretty darn good.
There you go.
And was happy with the effort of the kids, and we'll just see how it goes.
Sweet. Well, good luck to you guys up there. And then taking a look at volleyball, the Lady Buccaneers were over the border in Weibo last night. How did that go for the volleyballers?
Well, actually, that one was in Beach.
My apologies.
That's okay. And, we won. So it's always good to beat the border, to win the border battle, at least game one. And that also snapped a long game losing streak. They hadn't won them. They hadn't won a game for a while as well. And so that was really happy for the girls. You know, we have a lot of young girls on our team and, a few veterans. And it's just with this, with declining enrollment in these schools around here, that's what you're going to have. You're going to have a wide range. You're going to have seniors playing with, in our case, eighth graders. And so, which is kind of unique. I mean, we got to get used to that in the sports world. So I was really happy for the girls. They really have improved, and that's all we can ask.
Awesome. Well, glad to hear that. And they're playing next at the Center Tournament this coming Saturday, the 14th. Do you know a start time there for those gals?
Yeah, we're leaving pretty early. It's kind of an interesting tournament. It's called the Center Tournament, but we actually play our pool in New Salem.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they do a pool in New Salem and then a pool in Center. And then you go up to Center and play in the tournament part of it. So, yeah, we play at, like, I think it's 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock our time, because they're in, they're in the central time zone.
Ah, yes.
And it's kind of one of those things that, next year when we reshuffle, we're going to 3 classes of volleyball next year.
Okay.
So, it might be, I don't know how many tournaments I'm still going to be able to do. We want to host ours still. And so we're kind of pushing the kids to the limit there, with leaving at 5 in the morning.
Yeah, I'm not an early riser myself, so I feel for them.
Yeah, exactly.
Right on. Well, hey, I appreciate you giving us some of your time today, giving us some insight into Beach Athletics and what's going on with them. And we'll catch you again next week, I imagine.
All right. Thank you.